Welcome to G.L. Horton's Stage Page. Today is Sunday, the 24th of September, 2006. Last week, we offered you a discussion between June Lewin, the director, and Geraldine Horton, the star, of Rosanna Alfaro's Martha Mitchell in Mostly Her Own Words. We had no time for monologues. Today we have three. Jonathan Donahue will read a monologue from G.L.'s one-act comedy, Fantasia for String Trio. Then June Lewin will read a remembrance of the 60s, followed by John M. Costa reading a monologue from G.L.'s full-length play, Inquest. Jonathan Donahue is a Boston-based actor who has just been cast as the lead in the independent film Revolution. He's also interested in doing voiceover work. Let's join him for his fantasy ride in his Silverbird.
God! A getaway! A harem? A harem must be pure hell. To just get in the car and go. Freedom. The American dream. A car in the open road. Look out, asshole! A little less free, Silverbird fella. After all, we're chauffeuring the kids to camp. Easy does it. They're gonna have a great time. And better what it costs. Where does Jim get that stuff? He'd rather hang out and play Diablo? I should be the one going to camp. Wouldn't that be something? I hear they have them now for grown-ups. Well, Club Med. Like that would be awful. Camp was another world. Nothing but guys. That was the point of it. Pride. They had lots of stuff. Sports. So you didn't have to be a baseball whiz. Or basketball. I got my medal for archery. Archery. But it made me proud. No worries. No nagging. Nobody cared if you matched your socks or washed your hair or stayed dry. I never brushed my teeth till the morning before we go home. God, I hope the boys don't. Jack had three cavities last month. $47 a pop. Jack doesn't shape up. He'll have a mouth like Kevin Carrington's, all mossy stumps. What was that song we had about him? Green 16, he'll never get kissed. Cruddy Kevin. What a loser. Last place in five separate events in the Camp Olympics. Come to think of it, at reunion, Kevin had teeth. White teeth. They even looked real, even. Natural. Must have set him back a fortune. Probably did it for his wife. Good-looking woman he married. Well, more power to him. We had a lot of fun with old crud. The time we sawed through the rope on his upper bunk, or the rubber snake in his mess kit. But the best one was the polywogs in his sneakers. Did he squeal? Counselor told him he ought to wear socks. Can you beat that? Hey, I got my toes all full of squished tadpoles.
Well, kid, why don't you wear socks?
I hope his wife's got a sense of humor. Most women don't. Camp Queechee's co-ed now. I hope that hasn't ruined it. They must have to crack down with them right there on top of the boys instead of across the lake at Pocahontas. Oh, Pocahontas, land of dreams. We used to float stuff across to the girls' side. Bottles with obscene messages. A rubber snake. And then listen for the screams. Then there was the time we put pillows in the bunk for bed check and hiked around the lake in the dark. Russ and Cruddy and me, we found the girls' bathhouse and whittled out a peek hole and then waited for one of them to get up and come peek. We waited and waited. Cruddy wanted to take a chance and sneak inside to see what was written on the walls, but I said he'd get us all caught. So we waited and told each other every dirty joke we heard from first grade on and tried not to laugh out loud, which wasn't hard since we'd heard all the jokes before. Then Cruddy fell asleep, and then Russ, and then both my legs. Then it was just about dawn when, rustle, rustle, one of them was coming. Coming right up the path now. I shook Cruddy, the one, she was almost in sight now, she was. My God, she was a counselor, a counselor. They found us out. Run like hell! Jesus legs, run! It wasn't till I was a married man with a child of my own that it occurred to me. Even a counselor might have to pee. It's a great mystery, it really is. The opposite sex is a foreign country. If anything, today it's harder. You have one next to you playing shortstop. You get to think you know what they're after. But what they're after is you. The old rules were like diplomatic relations, substitute for war. I don't like the sound of your engine, Silverbird. You could use a tune-up. More than $150, that'll be. More than I paid for my first Chevy. I ought to tune you myself, big fella. I used to. Can't be that much harder in 20 years. Takes tools, though. Metric tools. Hell, I used to take the engine apart with a couple of wrenches. When I got it back together, I'd drive around and impress girls. Girls must have been easier to impress back then.
Thanks, Jonathan. Let us know when the film opens. You can read the entire play on GL's site, stagepage.info. Fantasia for String Trio is on her one-act plays page. Or you can search the title on Google. And now, June Lewin reminding us of who some of us were back in the day.
Don't talk to me about those crazy hippies. I was there in 1960. I became a hippie because the adults were talking gibberish. My friends became draft resistors because returning veterans told us that the war was criminally insane. People born after 1960 can hardly imagine how brain-dead this country was after all the 50s purging and blacklisting. All the hippies I knew were very serious people. Being serious sometimes means recognizing that the society around you is either insane or flat-out evil. Now America's 60-year effort to secure our oil supply by propping up foreign dictators has stopped working. We brought down every elected government for 60 years, except Cuba's, and that wasn't for lack of trying. And now our leaders complain that democracy hasn't spread. The religious right has conned about half the country into thinking that angels are in our midst, ready to trumpet the rapture tomorrow. And they're complaining about insane, fanatical jihadists who are intent on worldwide destruction. Frankly, we are once again in a time when being serious means recognizing what evil and insanity we're up against, at home as well as abroad. If things continue as they are, we're doomed.
Thank you, June. What's that quote? Something about what happens to those who forget the lessons of history? Our next monologue is read by John M. Costa. John is currently appearing in 1776 at the Lyric Stage in Boston. He's chosen to read a monologue from GL's one-act play, Inquest. John?
No, Elaine, you're not going to call Jennifer. Not in this state. You want to talk to a kid? Call Timmy. Use your direct line to heaven. For him, you've done all the harm you can. But give your little girl a fighting chance. Leave her alone! Find some other way to keep yourself occupied. Take a nap, hold a seance, play solitaire, play Russian roulette. As for me, I'm going to take the rest of this bottle and I'm going to go upstairs to cry. Isn't that funny? Me? Cry? I bet you'd love to watch. You'd love to keep me company. Misery loves company. But I don't want your company. If I'm going to be crazy, I want to be crazy on my own in my own good time. When will that time come, Elaine? Did you know that's what I've been waiting for? But all along I've had this foolish notion that if I could hold myself together for one day, just one day, and then another day, and then another, that at last the day would come when it would be my turn. You would say, I've done a terrible thing. I've ruined your life and even your immortality, and then I've made you listen to me whine about it, but I'm done now. You can let go. And that's the day. The precious day when I was going to begin to grieve. When is it? When's my turn? When are you going to stop hogging all the tears and let me mourn? Oh, but I forgot. Tim's not really dead. He's in that big summer camp in the sky. So, what's he got to say this week? Does he need anything? Not tears, I see that. But something at the commissary, maybe. Should I send spare change? By the ghost post, in case he needs a new halo or anything. Shit. What the hell? Let's go crazy together and leave Jennifer with nobody solid at all. Poor little bouncing orphan girl, left with ghosts and loonies where her family used to be. You killed him, Elaine! Our little Tim, the only son I'll ever have, he was fished out of the Charles River with his hair full of slime. His skin is yellow as dog piss. Just stay the hell away from me. Stay on the other side of that door. Here, take the car keys. Maybe you'll want to go for a drive in the rain.
That was John M. Costa reading an excerpt from Inquest. The full script for Inquest can be found on stagepage.info. Three of the hundreds of monologues available on www.stagepage.info. Would you care to read one or more for us? Record your own choice and send the MP3 to glhorton@podomatic.com, or, if you're in the Boston area, send an email to me, dlmeyer@mindspring.com, and we'll arrange for something. As always, thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend. Until next week.